Ashley, you're going to address a Murray Callaway County Chamber of Commerce Town and Gown Breakfast. And boy, your topic is one that we're really trying to get at, and that is helping ourselves and our listeners understand the Affordable Care Act. And your focus is going to be what it means for business people. This is a hard one to unravel in a simple way. Tell me how you're going to go about doing it.
Well, you have it completely right. It is very hard and very complicated to understand. And what we realized here at the Kentucky Chamber in the past few months was that there really wasn't a source for Kentucky businesses to kind of help navigate through the uncertainty and the confusion of the Affordable Care Act. And that's where we've stepped in. We've created a website, and we've just created some educational tools, a reform advisor where you could call or email us with any questions to simply help businesses try to navigate and understand this law. The law itself is actually almost 2,500 pages, so it's pretty complicated and pretty in-depth. And so this presentation that I'm going to be doing is a short presentation, but it gives all the highlights that businesses need to know in this upcoming year when the Affordable Care Act actually goes into effect.
As we speak, are those resources available?
Yes, they are. You can find the resources we have available at www.kychamber.com/health reform. And there we have all frequently asked questions. We have some statistics. We have some information that all businesses need to know. And we also have an email address where if you have an individual question, a question about the Affordable Care Act that you need answered, you can email us and we'll try to help you find that answer. And we also have a message board, a discussion area, where businesses can chat back and forth about some of the issues they've been seeing. And again, this is just a service that we've tried to create for businesses to really help them navigate through the Affordable Care Act and through the transition into this health care reform.
Well, you've really gotten out ahead of it. What is the number one question?
For businesses, the number one question is, how is this going to affect my bottom line? And unfortunately, until the law goes into effect next year, we're not really going to be able to see exactly how it's going to be affected. Of course, businesses with 50 or more employees are going to have to provide health care coverage for their workers. So that's the starting point. Now, that was pushed back until January 2015, when it was originally going to be mandated for 2014. So businesses have one more year to kind of prepare that. And then also, even though if you do not have to provide health care coverage, but you want to do that as an employer, the cost of health insurance is going to go up. We keep hearing that the average premium increase could be anywhere to 40 to 60%. So it really is a bottom line issue. And I think it's important that businesses in the next few months while this goes into implementation, just really get educated on this issue and educated on what the best route is for their business.
Re-educate me, if you will, on the categories of business and how the Affordable Care Act applies to each.
Well, and there's several different categories, and actually there's several different definitions under the Affordable Care Act of what a small business and a large business is. But the basic threshold that all businesses need to know is 50 full-time employees. If you have 50 full-time employees or more, you have to provide health care coverage for your employees, and it has to be affordable. If you have under 50 full-time employees, you do not have to provide health care coverage. So the 50 is really that magic threshold of when the employer mandate goes into effect. And but when I say 50 full-time workers, a full-time worker is the equivalent of working 30 hours or more per week. So if a business has 50 full-time workers, which means they work 30 hours or more per week, they must provide health care coverage as of January 1, 2015. And then another definition of small business is that there's going to be some tax credits out there for small businesses if they choose to purchase health care insurance through the newly created health benefit exchange. And for that, to receive the tax credits, your business has to be 25 employees or under and have an average annual wage of $50,000 or less. So there's actually a couple definitions of what constitutes a small business, but the employer mandate is 50 or under. And then for the tax credit, it's 25 or less.
Numbers-wise, Kentucky businesses, what proportion falls under either the 25 and under or the under 50 or the over 50?
Well, right now, small businesses constitute 57% of small businesses with 50 or fewer workers offer health care benefits. So that may not change that much, or it may drop when we see the premiums increase. Right now, 92% of businesses with 51 or 100 workers already provide insurance. And then large businesses with 100 or more employees, 97% of businesses provide health care coverage. Small businesses right now in Kentucky, it could affect tens of thousands of small businesses.
I wanted to touch upon this uncertainty issue. It seems to be the major concern is that nobody's really sure exactly what's going to happen still.
Right, and that's what we really keep hearing is, you know, businesses and business owners are just uncertain. It would be easier to plan if they knew what to expect, but they don't really know what to expect, especially in terms of their premium increases. We've had some businesses call that said their agents called them, and there's a 40 to 60% increase. So it's really just the uncertainty of how much this is going to affect their bottom line, how much this is going to affect their health care costs, the number of employees, whether they're going to hire less full-time employees and maybe switch to more part-time employees, if they're going to have to cut or withhold hiring to kind of keep under that 50 employee threshold. So it's really just the uncertainty, and we probably will not see the full effect until after 2015 when that employer mandate does go into full effect.
You sound like a person who might be in the age group of people who are going to have to buy health insurance if your employer does not provide it. Do you have friends facing that decision?
Well, I think a lot of businesses may actually go into something called a defined contribution situation where the insurance is just going to cost them too much. The premiums are going to skyrocket. And so they're going to say, I can't afford to cover you anymore, but here's a little bit extra for your paycheck. Here's a defined contribution that I'm giving you to go purchase health care coverage. And then they could go ahead and try to do that through the exchange or through an independent agency or just try to find it on their own. So that's an option for them, is to give them a defined contribution and then just actually letting their employees go and purchase insurance on their own.
Let me go back to the beginning and review from my own memory that you said not only does the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce host this website that is an informational website about the Affordable Care Act, but also there are people available on a one-on-one basis to handle questions?
We have a reform advisor, and what that is you can email or call us at the Kentucky Chamber, and we will. If you have a question, if we cannot answer it for you, we will try to find someone who can, and we try to do that within 2 business days, because we know there's a lot of uncertainty and anxiety, so we try to help you as best we can. That's been a pretty successful program. We get several calls a week from that line or from that email address, and we just try to help businesses in Kentucky make it a little bit more clear, especially for small businesses. Large businesses have attorneys and CPAs and HR people to kind of do this work for them. But what we found is that small businesses just simply don't have the resources to navigate through all this. And that's where we hope we can help.
Ashley, is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think we basically covered everything. And again, my presentation will give a great overview for business owners and employees and anyone who kind of wants to know the overview of the Affordable Care Act and how it's really going to affect them.